It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We've studied many years ago the book of Jonah. We're going to do it, the book of Jonah again. We're going to enjoy it. And I hope if you've never studied the book of Jonah, I hope that this will really be a blessing to you. And so please open to the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1. So Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1. And we're going to kind of give an introduction to start today. And then we'll continue from there to study through the book. And so please take an opportunity just to read it. It's very small, and it's a total of four chapters, and in my Bible, it's basically just two pages. And so you're going to find that there is an awful lot there to enjoy. So please look that up. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, it's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you would like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles, find this sweet little book of Jonah, and we'll begin the study. Jonah chapter 1, we're going to read the first 11 verses, and you're going to find that we're going to read those several times before we finish, move on to the next section, because there's an awful lot to enjoy in those first 11 verses. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, Cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think unto us that we perish not. And they said, Every one of his fellows, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. I think we're going to go on and continue reading, because it's so important that we get the whole understanding of this book. Verse 12. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done it, done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. And now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hadst cast me unto the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about, all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards the holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to my soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came unto thee, unto thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that thou I vowed, salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went into Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even unto the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. He caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent, and turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. But it displeased Jonah. This is chapter 4, verse 1. We're going to read the full book of Jonah, and then we're going to start the study. Chapter 4, verse 1. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly. He was very angry, and he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarshish, for I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thou of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, Dost thou well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city, and there made him a booth, and sat under it in the shadow, till he might see what would become of the city. And the Lord God prepared a gourd, and made it to come up over Jonah, that it might be a shade over his head to deliver him from his grief. So Jonah was exceedingly glad for the gourd. But God prepared a worm, And when the morning rose in the next day, he smote the gourd, that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that God prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah, that he fainted, and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. God said to Jonah, Dost thou well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry even unto death. Then said the Lord, Thou hast had pity on the gourd, for thou hast not labored, for which thou hast not labored, neither madest it grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. And should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between the right hand and the left hand, and also much cattle? What a precious reading to read a full book, the book of Jonah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll start the study. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity and that we're going to see so many things, Father, in this precious little book. It is such a joy to study it. Out of all I love, Father, the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. But Jonah is my favorite. And the reason, Father, I believe it's my favorite is it has such a beautiful example of the gospel, the salvation that your Son, dear Lord, offered, the death, burial, and resurrection. Please, that you help us to see that today and take any doubt of this book, whether it be a myth or whether it just be a parable. We're going to, Father, by your word and the power of your Spirit, bring to light the truth of this book. So please, dear Lord, just guide and lead us now. Help us to enjoy this study and look and just enjoy every part of it, Father. Touch every heart. Those that are lost, that through this book, they'll be able to come to salvation, come by faith to you and be saved. And that's our desire, and we know it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. And then, Father, help us to grow. Give us the strength we need. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a start of the book to read again, all four chapters. I didn't really intend to do that, but after reading that first 11 verses, I thought, let's just read the chapter, and that'll give us a real good start. And so we begin here. And I want you to understand that the center theme of this book is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And you'll say, I don't even believe in that the book of Jonah, it's a myth, it's a parable. Well, no book of the precious Bible, of God's Word, has been ridiculed so much as the book of Jonah. And so we need to understand this. This little book is hated. It's hated by the world. And we're going to take time to prove that this book is real, that it literally happened. It was an event in history, and there's a mighty purpose for it, and that is for us to see the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Now, there are other books in the Bible that the world hates. Liberal churches don't teach it or preach it, and that's the book of Genesis. Of course, in Genesis, why, we have the creation. The creation took place over a seven-day period, actually six. He rested on the seventh day. And it is six literal days that this world, as we know it, everything, all of the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and all the galaxies, everything that we can see and know, was all created in a six-day period. And so you're saying, oh no, we've got proof by scientists that it was millions and millions of years. The only reason that some of these scientists try to establish such a lie is because they refuse to believe in a creator, in a God that has spoken all this into existence. They refuse to believe in a God that desires to save them through his precious Son, the Lord Jesus. They deny that. And so they have to come up with a means. And if you'll look at their research, it is so full of holes that it wouldn't hold a drop of water. And yet they continue to move that thought forwards. And they are fear mongers. They desire to bring fear to us that not only does God not create this world, but then by some means we're destroying it. We're to be good stewards of this, but we are not destroying this earth. It will supply every need that we have for as long as God desires that we be here. And so as we look at this, we have the book of Genesis. They deny that because they can't accept the creation. They deny it basically because that's the book that tells us of our fall, how that we were separated from God and sin came into the world. And so the world hates that book. The world also hates this book of Jonah, this little beautiful book that's so packed full of good scripture and powerful, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it. Another book that I dearly love, and few people will study it, and that's the book of Hebrews. And the reason that they do not desire to study, don't study the book of Hebrews and see no need to, because they say it's too difficult. Well, if you go back and study the first five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, you're going to find that Leviticus and Hebrews are together. And once you have established that and you understand the tabernacle, we talk about that many times, you can go to the book of Hebrews and it's going to be nothing short of a joy to study. But you need first to be born again. And this precious book of Jonah tells us of a Savior that has come. And so please that you listen and you understand, but there is much proof concerning this book of Jonah. And that's what we're going to spend the time on today and really barely get started. And so the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai. Now, we're going to find out, you know, many people, again, it's a myth. It is a parable. Well, we find that Jonah is a prophet. Now, let's go back to Matthew chapter 12, Gospel of Matthew. Matthew chapter 12, and we're going to look at the 40th verse. I hope that you are able to turn your pages of your Bible and find this. If not, please write it down and look it up later. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. And we even begin with 38 here. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he said, answered and said to them, this is the Lord Jesus, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to thee, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. What a scripture verse. The Lord Jesus himself spoke of Jonah and the 3 days and the 3 nights that he was in the belly of the fish. Jesus himself spoke of that. So if you deny the God, that little book and the prophet Jonah, then you also deny the Lord Jesus Christ, his existence. You deny the gospel that saves, and so you will be waking up in hell because you have not come by faith to Jesus. How important is it to believe that this book of Jonah is real? It means life or death for you, because you will leave this world, and when you do, you're going to wake up in the pits of hell. And I want you to wake up in the arms of Jesus. And the only way you can do that is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and accept these precious, precious book of Jonah. Let's go to Luke chapter 11. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 29. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, this is the Lord Jesus again, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonah the prophet. For Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The same scripture, the same statement that Jesus made in Matthew, Luke also recorded it for us. So, some say it's a myth, some say it's a fable, some without question say it is not literal. I have run into many folks that have made that statement, and when I was first saved, and I was saved back in 1975, and when you take the years that I have been saved, you can, you know, we're 41 years that I've been saved. And right after I was saved, I had someone that I looked up to, thought that they were spiritual, been in church all of their life. And very quickly, they said, oh, that didn't really happen. That didn't really take place. Well, that's sad, because that kind of tells me, unless their heart was changed later, that they woke up in the pits of hell. Breaks your heart. Some say it's just a story. Some say it's a parable. Again, if you reject this book, you are rejecting the death, burial, and resurrection of my Lord Jesus. If you deny that this didn't happen, this book of Jonah, then again, you have no salvation. We have several examples of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We found in Matthew and in Luke that it spoke of the 3 days and the 3 nights that Jonah was in the belly of the fish, as our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be 3 days and 3 nights in the grave. What a picture. And it is a literal 3 days and 3 nights. Not as the world has changed it. The world has moved forward, and they have decided now that you know, we have Good Friday. We have Monday, Thursday. Jesus died on Wednesday. He was crucified on Wednesday. And he was in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Why anyone would want to change that? The only thing that the old world comes up with, and the old world changes and loves to change the Word of God, is because it was a Sabbath before the Sabbath. So then the world, the liberals, those that do not believe the Word of God, decided that if it's the Sabbath, then it must be a Friday when he was crucified. No, if you'll go back and study the history of Israel, if you'll go back and find out back when the Passover was instituted that you'll find that there are high days, high Sabbaths, and those Sabbath days occurred throughout the time of Passover. And so there were certain days that were chosen during Passover, and this is one of them. And so the day that they were in a hurry to get the body of the Lord Jesus into the grave before dark on Wednesday night is because Thursday was a high day. It was a Sabbath to them. And so we find so many things have been taught incorrectly. And we need to see that we can grow and learn from this. To look at a couple of things that are just a joy to see in the Word of God. And one is the Passover feast. And when we look at the Passover feast, we have some days, and those days is the 14th of the month. The Passover is a beautiful picture of the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You know, the shedding of blood, the death of that lamb, and they put the blood, applied the blood on the doorposts and on the lintel, and they had to stay inside because the death angel passed over when he saw the blood. Well, he'd do the same thing to you and to me when he sees the blood. But before the Passover feast was in place, we have something else that occurred, and that was the flood. The flood took place back in Genesis chapter 8, verse 4. The ark of Noah, as it rested on the Mount Ararat, it rested on the 17th day of the 7th month, when the flood waters receded. That's when it rested, on the 17th day. Now, on the 14th day is the Passover. The Passover stands for his death. The Passover stands for his death. And so only the resurrection is 3 days later. The landing, the resting of the ark on the 17th is 3 days later. Pictures the resurrection. We have so many joys and so many things as we look to and through the Word of God. You think, why are we talking about the flood? Why are we talking about the Passover? I thought we were talking about Jonah. Well, we are. 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish. Jesus himself quoted that. We have so many pictures. We have the Passover concerning his crucifixion. Again, we have the flood, and isn't it something how the days are perfect 3 days later? And so, what a picture. We also have Isaac. Isaac was offered on Mount Moriah. We can find that in Genesis chapter 22. It also is referred to in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 19, concerning the offering of Isaac. And it gives us such a beautiful picture. The travel was 3 days. Only Abraham and Isaac could go up. Abraham was going to offer his son. And we know that God did not desire that he would murder his son. He could have raised him from the dead if he wanted to. But he chose to have a ram in the thicket that took his place. And you see, the Lord Jesus took our place. We deserve to be laying on that altar. We deserve to die for our sin. We have one more place that speaks of the same message that Jonah speaks of. Only this speaks of the prophet Jonah, and it is concerning Jeroboam, as he reigned over Israel. It's 800 years before the birth of Christ, and in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25, there is reference to the prophet Jonah. Reference to the prophet Jonah. Now, there are many pictures here of the crucifixion. But when we start next time, we're going to start with this 2 Kings. We're going to read that so that you can see for sure without question that Jonah was real. It is not a myth. Stay with us. Next time we come together, we're going to begin that precious book of Jonah. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?